When we talk about climate change, we usually talk about the effects on the planet or the economic consequences. But all the damage being done by climate change is also having an effect on our minds, our mental health.
Fires, heat waves, floods, hurricanes, droughts. The list of climate emergencies goes on and on. And sometimes it all feels like doom and gloom, an idiom describing a situation that is very bad and without hope. This worry is leading to mental health problems, not just for the unfortunate people who experience climate events firsthand, but for all of us.
In this programme, we'll meet one expert who's investigating the link between climate change and mental health problems and hoping to find some solutions. And as usual, we'll be learning some new vocabulary along the way.
But before that, I have a question for you, Sam. The 2021 UK Census reported that 3/4 of adults in Britain are worried about the impact of climate change, and it's a worry that's shared by the young. According to a survey by Greenpeace, what percentage of young people worldwide say they feel worried about climate change? Is it A, 74%, B, 84%, or C, 94%?
I think the figure will be high among young people, so I'll say B, 84%.
OK, Sam, we'll find out if that's the correct answer later in the programme. The expert I mentioned earlier who's investigating this problem is Dr. Gesh Hubner, senior researcher at University College London. Here, Dr. Hubner explains to BBC World Service programme The Climate Question what she's been finding out.
I think we have very clear evidence that, for example, hot temperatures, heat waves are linked to an increased risk of suicide and also other adverse mental health effects. We also have pretty good evidence that, for example, experiencing a natural disaster, storms, flooding, are linked to negative mental health outcomes such as post-traumatic stress disorder or other anxiety issues.
According to Dr. Hubner, even people without direct experience can suffer anxiety issues about what the future holds for our planet. This is known as climate anxiety, sometimes called climate doom, a low-level feeling of nervousness or worry about the consequences of climate change.
These mental disorders are different in terms of how intense they feel, but Dr. Hubner describes them both as adverse, having a harmful or negative effect.
In all this doom and gloom, it's easy to forget that many of the things which are good for fighting climate change are also good for mental health. Here's Dr. Hubner again, talking with BBC World Service's The Climate Question, this time focusing on positive things which can be done to help.
For example, if we get fossil fuel vehicles off the road, we can improve the air quality, and we know that per se can be good for mental health. If we change our road infrastructure to enable more walking and cycling, again, we have fewer fossil fuel being burned, but also we know that walking and cycling are very good for mental health. If we can change our road layout and create more green spaces, we already know that green and blue spaces are good for mental health.
Dr. Hubner also recommends more urban green spaces, open areas for parks, plants and wildlife, which are built into the design of towns and cities. With creative thinking like this, it may still be possible for today's young people to have a planet worth living for. Speaking of which, Sam, it's time to reveal the answer to my question.
Yes, you asked what percentage of young people worldwide report feeling anxious about climate change, and I guessed it was 84%.
Which was the correct answer.
Uh-huh.
Well done. It's a high percentage, which is not surprising, considering that it's future generations who will live with the consequences of what we do or fail to do today.